On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, everybody in podcast land, time for another episode of the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. The crowd goes wild. And we have a special guest this time, and it's not my daughter, it's her mother. My daughter's mother, actually. It's my wife, Dana Davis.
Hello, dear. How long have we been married?
It's been like 33 years almost.
What?
We just celebrated our 33rd anniversary.
Okay.
A couple months ago.
Man, you were going to be in trouble. Ugh. Jeez, Mark was there. He probably could have answered that question better than you.
No, I knew it was longer than mine because I've only been married 22 years.
All right.
There you go.
Yep, we were married in 89, so there you go.
It's when you basically found that young, innocent boy being the cougar that you were. Deflowered our young man, and
that's right.
He was sweet and innocent. And now he's not.
Was he?
I think so.
Probably.
Well, yeah. He was definitely sweet.
Okay.
Are you blushing?
Not
big
that.
Time. Not innocent though. Okay.
All right, so we'll start off the show. My wife and I and a couple of other friends went to a concert Saturday night in Allentown, Pennsylvania. It was the first show with Journey and Toto as a special guest. Journey's been on tour, but this was the first one where Toto's joined them. And as everybody on the show knows, I'm a huge Toto fan, so have been for a very long time.
So am I. That's so probably what brought us together.
Yeah, that's probably.
That's
so,
probably what.
So the venue in Allentown, was it an arena? Was it outdoor or indoor?
It was indoor. It was arena. Thank God it was indoor because it was like 20 degrees and brutal wind. Oh, my God. Yeah, we're not in Southern California where it can be outside at any time. No, it was freezing cold.
Hey, it's cold today. It's like 65. I'm freezing my butt off right now.
Wow. Poor thing.
I know.
We got up into the 40s today.
Woo. I barely wore a coat. It was a great, great show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Journey came up. I mean, Toto came on, started first, and started out with Afraid of Love, which is one of... Oh, no. They started out with You Supply the Night. I'll Supply the Love.
Oh, from the first album.
Yep. They didn't play, they played 10 songs through the night, or for their whole set. 10 songs. They played right at an hour. They didn't play anything off of anything later than the seventh one, which was 1988.
So pretty much a greatest hit set, pretty much.
Yeah, greatest early hits. You know, they've had a few kind of mild hits after that, but the only one from the seventh one they played was Home of the Brave.
Oh, I don't even know everything.
You would if you heard it, I think. They play it at every show.
Yeah.
But most of the stuff was from the first first album, and then like three songs off of Toto 4. They played White Sister.
I don't like that song.
I think the last time I saw them, they played that. Was the lineup the same, or they changed since the last tour?
It was mostly the same. Steve Lukather and Joe Williams were the main guys, and then they had the same bass player, same drummer. They had that ex guy that used to be in Prince's band on keyboards.
He was amazing.
Yeah, the guy, so good.
Gosh.
Okay.
And they had another keyboard player that I hadn't seen before, and then the same instrumentalist that played flute and sax and bongos and all kinds of
tambourine.
Stuff.
Tambourine. He was really good.
Yeah, he was good.
Wow.
So that was their whole band, and they were great.
Cool.
Yep. Then Journey came on, started with Only the Young. I'm always into the songs that they start with.
Great song.
Oh, man. Yeah. It was so good. But they played about an hour and a half. And, yeah, I thought at first the bass player was Ricky Phillips, but it was not. It looked like him.
It's Todd Jensen, isn't it?
Yeah, Todd Jensen's the bass player.
Yeah.
Then they had, you know, Jonathan Cain, Neil Sean.
Arnell
Pineda.
Oh, my
Dean
gosh.
Castronovo. Arnell is unbelievable. And I'm going to say this, and we may get a bunch of crap, but, you know, I saw Journey back when Steve was with them.
Me too.
And I think Arnell was better.
Wow.
He was unbelievable. His voice.
Oh, my gosh.
His energy, and especially, we'll talk later about how old he is, but. Yeah. It was unbelievable how good he was.
Did they have a second keyboard player on stage again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they change all lead. Because one time I've seen on the videos where that guy sings lead on one song.
Yeah, he Same did. Thing. Dean sang, what did he sing? Walks Like a Lady.
Yeah.
And that guy, I forgot what song he sang.
Shucks. I should have written that down. Oh. He sounded really good, but his... levels, his volume should have been up more. You couldn't really hear his vocals.
Yeah. But I read, because I thought both Toto and Journey could have been louder. It wasn't loud. I could talk to the James. Person sitting next to me easily. Yeah. I could talk to James, or I could talk to the other old dude, wherever, whoever it was, without screaming right in his ear.
Well, apparently by your wife's facial expressions, it was quite loud.
it was loud enough.
It could have been much louder. But I read that there were issues that Arnell may not have been able to tour because he was having vocal problems. And a couple of years ago, my brother saw Journey and Def Leppard, and he said Journey was so loud. It was the loudest show he's ever seen. And apparently that was Arnell's problem. He was straining so much because he was trying to be so loud. You know, to make up for the fact that just the PA was so freaking loud. Well, they've turned it down, and it's great. It still sounds perfect, but he was able to tour because that's so much better.
Okay.
And you could hear a couple times in his, you know, when maybe he was stretching for the higher notes, that it was a little bit of a strain on his voice, but not
maybe once or twice, but. God almighty, he was unreal. And of course, Neil Sean played all the notes.
Of course.
Every one of them.
It's his band.
So yeah. Many, many times. And I didn't see any strain between him and Jonathan Cain, but there was no interaction.
Well, yeah.
None.
And they're on the other side of the stage, right? They're opposite.
And then at the end, when they were taking their bows, they were on either side of the band.
But they each clapped for each other. I was watching to see if that would happen. Yeah. And they did, you know, but that's all for show.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to be professionals. And, yeah. You know, but Jonathan Cain needs to not really talk because he's so awkward when he introduced Faithfully, talking about how he wrote it in 82, sitting on a bus on tour, and just, it was awkward.
Oh, it was.
Okay. Yeah, just kind of, oh, all righty then.
I wonder if we would have felt that way, though, if we didn't know any of that other backstory stuff.
Yeah.
You know, because I just, I don't know.
They played their biggest hit, Third, which was very interesting. But when you got that kind of catalog and you play your biggest song, Don't Stop, play that Third?
Yeah.
You know, usually you play your biggest hit last. Nah. No, they ended with Any Way You Want It, which was awesome.
Amazing. Oh, my gosh.
They didn't take any encore or anything like that. I mean, that's so dumb. Let's walk off stage and then come right back and play some more.
Yeah, who came up with that?
I don't know. It's retarded. It's dumb. But, so, yeah, that was fun.
Okay.
There was some woman out in the crowd that Arnell was, like, you could see her, he was gesturing to her, and he was kept holding out his hand like to get her to come up on stage. And at the end, he went out and he was giving her a hug. And I was like, oh, who is that? I want to be her. Oh, wait.
What?
I told Lisa, I would have been on that stage in a heartbeat. if he had like gestured for me to come up.
Oh, you want me to sing now? Okay. Oh,
okay. Well, excuse me.
All right. Okay.
What are the words?
Hey. This is teleprompter. Okay. All right. Well, that's cool. It sounds
so,
like
yeah,
a good time.
When they come to your town, definitely check them out and get there in time to see the opening band.
Yes. I couldn't believe the people that were not there when
it was
started.
It was full, though. I mean, they were probably 90% full.
Well, they could have been frozen in the parking lot, you know.
Well, they could have been.
Probably.
And then the people that left before Journey was done, they missed out.
Yeah, people leaving like 3 or 4 songs left. It's like, what are you doing? Why did you come?
Did they think they were in Los Angeles? That's what happens in L.A., not in Allentown. Maybe they're closing all the factories down. I don't
know. Okay, Billy.
Yeah,
thank you. I'll be here all week.
Yeah, you will.
They had to go work second shift.
Okay. Well, that's cool. They're going to play around here sometime, but
yeah, they are. And Toto is scheduling some headlining dates in between. Like they're playing in Newport News next Thursday, the 16th.
We can't go.
Bummer.
But we're going to talk about that. But.
All right.
You're not going, dear.
Okay.
No, I'm not. We are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
that's road trip. That. All right, cool. And on that note, let's do a commercial.
Welcome back, everybody. Time for some rapid fire where we try to stump each other with 3 very hard or maybe not so hard questions. I think Mark has tailored some of these questions for my wife this time, so we'll see how hard he made them.
Most
see
definitely.
If I can answer it, if she doesn't.
Danny, you'll go for 3 for you go 3 for 3 in these questions for sure.
All right. Well, let's.
Oh, man.
Well, I didn't ease mine up, so I think you'll probably go 0 for 3.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. So I'll go first. Okay. You ready? Here we go, Dana. Journey was formed by former members of what band? There was a big band in their 60s and early 70s, and some of these guys left that band and formed Journey. Who was it?
Bad Company.
Bad Company. Incorrect. No.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Correct answer, Danny?
That would be Santana, Mark.
Oh, I love Santana.
Yeah. Neil Sean was in Santana when he was 17 years old.
I don't think I've ever been told that,
I don't think Greg Raleigh was much older.
Greg Raleigh and, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Member was Santana.
Wow.
Yep. So Neil Sean is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice. So is Greg Raleigh.
As he should be.
Yep.
Ooh, I loved him in the 80s.
Mm.
Whoa, hey.
Hey.
Wait, it's not that kind of show? Okay. No.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Here we go. Question number 1 for you.
Annie Davis, stop listening now.
Yeah. Question 1 for you. Okay, there's a new commercial out for this Chevy Silverado.
Okay.
That has a rock band soundtrack to it. What band is that?
I'm going to guess Rival Sons.
How'd you know?
Because I saw the commercial yesterday.
Oh, man. I love that song.
And that's probably the only Rival Sons song I really know. So
they're great. I've listened to, I know you've sent me some, and they're great. Just straight ahead rock. It's awesome.
Yep, cool. So I'm one for one. You're 0 for 1.
I'm 1 for 1. She's 0 for 1.
Okay. If you don't get this question right, Dana,
turn in your rock card.
Correct. Here we go. We're going to play the real name game where I give you somebody's real name and you have to give me their stage name.
Oh, heavens. Okay.
Are you ready? Here's the guy's name. Who is Peter Gene Hernandez?
Dude, Bruno Mars.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
That was not even... Please.
One
for 2. You know how much I love Bruno.
Yeah, we've heard.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
There's a restraining order involved, apparently.
Oh, Bruno.
Yeah.
That's something Danny has to do before, you know, we can't go to concerts anymore is...
We have to go see Bruno. I guess we're going to go to Vegas or something.
Well, is that the only place he plays?
He sometimes comes to the place in National Harbor.
Yeah, he sometimes is just outside of D.C. He's been there a few times, but... Yeah, he's doing kind of the on and off residency in Vegas.
No chance for Allentown, huh?
Probably not.
No, I'm not thinking so, no.
Okay.
I also want to see Anderson .Paak. I mean, I want to see Sonic, you know, but I'll take Bruno. Bruno. Hmm?
Who's Anderson .Paak?
Oh, dude, you better look him up.
Isn't
he's the
on CNN?
That's Anderson Cooper.
Okay.
Very close. They're very close.
Okay.
So Anderson .Paak is the drummer, or he's part of Silk Sonic with Bruno.
But he's a drummer in his own right. He is amazing. If you watch like his NPR, Danny doesn't think so.
Okay, all right.
I mean, he's okay. I haven't seen him drum anything that I thought, whoa, hey, watch out, Neil Peart. Something's happening here.
All right.
No. All right, question number two for you. What band is Bono's son, Elijah Hewson, in? His name is Elijah Hewson.
I didn't know he had a son. I didn't know he had a band. Ooh.
He does and he diz.
He diz?
Okay. He diz? What?
All right. Oh, the Beatles.
Oh, so close. Oh.
Damn it.
Man.
No, the band is called Inhaler, and I have not heard any of it.
And so. I need one right now. Woo.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder if they've all got asthma or something.
Yeah. Boy, we're not really hard rocking with these questions this episode. I don't want to lose a lot of listeners here.
Well, I don't know. Inhaler may be speed metal. I have no clue.
Oh, it sounds hard.
Yeah, it could be. But then you think, oh, Inhaler. Wait, guys, wait. I need to get my Inhaler. Probably not real heavy.
Yeah, it sounds wheezy, too, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Question three for Dana.
Oh, man.
How many members of Toto were biological brothers? These are four.
Three.
Woo! Three.
Oh!
Can you name their first names?
Jeff?
Yep.
Steve?
Yep.
Mike.
You said Mike. Damn, cheated.
I was looking at the microphone.
You could have said Manny Moore Jack.
I can even tell you their last name.
What is it?
Picaro.
Okay, smarty pants. Which one died first? Don't say anything, Danny. No whispering. Was it Jeff, Steve, or Mike?
I want to say Carl. Mike.
Mike died the second.
Oh.
No, Jeff died first.
Jeff died first. Steve's still alive.
I was going to say Jeff, but I...
What instruments did they play? Do you know?
Drums.
Oh. Ooh.
Right?
Yep. Which one played drums?
Jeff?
Yep.
Wow. Okay, got one.
And so I think this makes up for the first question, not getting that right.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Two for three.
Hey.
You kick butt. I have to get
so what this. What did Mike and Steve play?
One of them played keyboards.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mike?
Nope.
Steve?
Yep.
And one played
this great instrument that's probably in the room right now.
A bass guitar.
Yes. Yay.
We might have one of those in here
there's
12.
There's two.
I also see a banjo back there.
There's two basses, a banjo, two acoustic guitars, and two electric.
No triangles anywhere.
So, you know, I love the banjo, and I keep thinking maybe he's going to learn how to play it, but...
Someday.
When we retire.
Yeah. Okay. Retire and go work in Disney, walking around playing the banjo.
Woohoo.
I am not
the alligators.
In a vest.
Yeah.
A crocodile.
And I'm not going to Disney, so there you go.
Okay. All right.
Okay, question three for you.
And I have to get this right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been talking about him on this show. How old is Arnel Pineda?
How old is Arnel Pineda? Do I have to get exactly?
Yes.
Well, I mean, what if you say... If you say 20, does that say, well,
no, I mean, what if I
that is a
within,
number.
Within 2 years? Because I don't know how old
okay,
he
yeah, within 2 years.
Okay, I'm going to say he's 51.
Oh, he's 55.
Damn it.
Which totally blew me away. We were trying to figure that out on the way home from the concert. We could not, the amount of energy that guy has, he must have like a massage therapist and an oxygen tank or something.
When he goes off stage for a song or two, he was jumping. I kept thinking he is going to break his ankle. He is going to hurt himself.
He was all over the place and he's singing his ass off. And he looks like he's 14.
Yeah.
But 55 years old, are you kidding me?
Wow. It's kind of like a Mick Jagger in his, what, late 70s still dancing around the stage, too.
Yeah, totally.
These guys
yeah.
are freaks.
Yep.
Totally. But the guy was amazing. And then to think he's 55 is just that much better. Unbelievable.
I'm winded walking to the refrigerator.
We're just making all kinds of noise standing up.
Yep.
Oh,
that's kind of like Bruce Dickinson. What he would do was he would get his he'd get rollerblades on and he'd rollerblade for 2 hours singing the set so he could get his wind up. Yeah. So that's why when he got jumped on stage, it was easy for him because that's how.
Yeah. Wow. That makes sense.
I'd be in a wheelchair.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to start slow.
Yeah, with an oxygen mask.
Yeah.
All right, so you were 1 for 3, and...
Dana was 2 for 3.
Woo-hoo!
So Dana wins the prize. And you know what the prize is, Dana?
Oh.
Do you know what the prize?
Tickets to Bruno Mars?
No, a trip to Florida to meet your dad. And sister.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. And a trip to Disney.
No.
Okay. You don't like standing in line for 3 hours at a time to ride a 2-minute ride?
One time I stood in line for 5 hours so my girls could meet Anna and Elsa.
Who? 5 hours? I mean, is it the real one or somebody dressed up like them?
Somebody dressed up
like
them.
Yeah, it's an animated movie.
5 hours.
5 hours.
Jeez.
They went and rode the rides and left me, and they would come back and give me like a bathroom break.
But. She wouldn't ride the rides anyway, so it doesn't, you know.
She's like me. I won't do anything that spins or drops.
Ooh.
Well, yeah, she'll stand outside, hold the stuff, just wait. So, yeah, but.
You came over to my house. We walk across the street. The guy across the street from me is an animator for Disney.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Nice.
That would be cool.
Yeah, well, it's not that cool. He's not that cool. He's a nice guy, but.
I was going to say, wait a minute.
Yeah. Okay, well, I feel like a total loser, but.
Well.
No.
My wife beat you.
Yeah.
All
right. I still got a chance here. So we should move on to, let's do the, annual talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
All right.
And how disappointed we are.
Well, that's annual too. So.
Yes. Annual outrage.
Yeah, exactly. So.
So Dan, you got to give us who's nominated this year. And
all right. So, here are the nominees for this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which. Once again. Anyway, okay, so we start off with Kate Bush. Nope, not at all.
Love two of her songs, but if you've heard some of her other songs, oof. She was bigger in Europe than she ever was in the States. And that song, when it was on Stranger Things, I know you don't watch that show, but they got a resurgence running up that hill, which is a great song. But
okay, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't know anything about her or the song.
You never heard Running Up That Hill? Oh, my God.
I may have.
Can you sing it for us?
If you only would make a deal with God.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Running up that road, running up that hill with no problem.
You would know
this was your chance to sing on the show. You're a singer, and you made me sing that damn song. maybe somebody else you could sing. Okay. So Kate Bush is a definite no for the both of us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sheryl Crow. She would get my vote over Kate Bush. I mean, much bigger star, much better songs. But
yeah, she's kind of a country rock artist. Yeah. To me, it's a little early for her. I do like her. I think she's pretty good. All right, here's your chance to sing a Sheryl Crow song. Go.
I don't think she knows any Sheryl Crow.
I know.
It makes you happy. I want to be that bad. You know that song? No? Wow.
Yeah, you do.
If it makes you happy. There you go. Okay. All right. So, I see too early for Sheryl Crow, I think.
Yeah, I think I think a lot of these might be a little too early. Or there's a few that it's too early for.
They're also trying to shoehorn a lot of female artists in. But if you really look at artists, there's a lot of female artists that are not in that should be before Sheryl Crow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, next we have Missy Elliott. Nope. Nope and nope.
Boy, that was quick.
Yeah, she's a hip-hop artist. She's great at what she does. I'll give it to her. She's really good at what she does. But is it rocking? No. Not even close.
No.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting choice. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. We already have a hip-hop Hall of Fame, don't we? Or something like that.
It's being built.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, there's one being built. I'm not sure where it is. They actually talked about it on the Today Show this morning, that they were interviewing some guy about it, or they were going to, and I didn't watch the interview, of course, because I don't care in the least.
I don't either. Are they going to put country artists in that one, too?
No, it's going to be the hip-hop and speed metal Hall of Fame.
Right.
All right. Okie dokie.
All right, next one is the only one that I know gets votes from all of us. That's Iron Maiden.
Wait a minute. Who's this all of us?
Okay, two out of three.
You will vote for Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden, global stadium act that doesn't get played on the radio. Known everywhere. You never hear Iron Maiden on the radio. Never. Except for satellite radio. But Danny and I have been fans since the debut album, and they deserve to be in. Because we said so.
We saw them with Paul Di'Anno.
Yep.
Saw them with Bruce.
Yep.
I didn't see him with Blaze.
I did.
Yep.
This is the only three times I saw them.
Wow.
Oh, I've seen him with Bruce three or four times.
No, I saw him. That's right. Yeah, definitely. A thumbs up for us. Dana, not so much.
Yeah, that's obvious. No, thumbs up from Dana, too.
Does Dana give any thumbs up yet?
Of all the bands out there, there are probably five that I will vote for you. Iron Maiden is one of them. Okay. Van Halen's already in there.
You better check yourself.
Okay. All right.
I don't think so.
Okay.
All right. Next one. Joy Division and New Order.
Two separate bands.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know they have some of the same people, but. Why I don't maybe they're trying to shoehorn one more band in there, but I'm not a fan of either one.
I don't like their music either band, and both bands are completely different, and they're like an alternative band, and I don't think their music's very good. They weren't popular at all, but the quote critics love them. You know, it's one of those New York critic bands or LA critic. We got this thing with the East and the West Coast, New York and L.A.
Yeah.
Those bands do very well in those places, but the rest of the country, like, who?
That's what I'm saying. I have no idea who they are.
New Division? What? What are we talking about?
Joy Order. Yeah.
Joy Order. Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
That's a no. So, I don't think that's a thumbs up for anybody here.
No.
Next one, interesting, is Cyndi Lauper.
Girls. Just wanna have fun.
Yes.
Yes.
I like her. I thought she's very talented. She writes a lot of her own stuff. She writes a lot of stuff for other people. Is she rock and roll enough to be in the Hall of Fame? I don't know.
Money changes everything. That song. Yeah. That song rocks. She bop rocks.
Yeah.
So
if I had five votes, she would get one of them.
Yeah, I'm okay with Cyndi Lauper. She's a talented person, and she can really sing.
Yeah.
She's goofy as all get out, but she's good.
That's just her shtick. You know?
Yeah. Yep. I mean, look at Lady Gaga. She's a strange but sick of singer ass off.
Yeah, and they're talented. They're musicians. Yeah. They can play, too. They write their own stuff. They can play. So Cyndi Lauper, yeah, I could say we can give our thumbs up.
Yep.
We all three.
A hard rocking thumbs up for Cyndi Lauper. Well, we're going to have like three people listening to this episode. Jeez.
Oh, man.
Hey.
Well, three people listening after this bit. All right. Next one is George Michael. I don't know. I mean, everybody knows him. He's part of Wham. I don't think Wham is getting in anytime soon, but.
Andrew Ridgeway? Was that his name?
Ridgely.
Oh, he was the talent in that band.
I was going to say, what?
Well, we all know where he went after Wham.
Yeah.
George Michael had a much better solo career than he ever did with Wham.
Yeah.
He had a great solo career. I say yes.
He's a pop artist. He was super talented. Yeah, the way the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is now, we know that he's not rock at all. But was Cyndi Lauper really rock either? George, if they're letting Lionel Richie in, you got to let George Michael in.
Yeah, well, if you're talking about Missy Elliott, too.
Well, yeah, Missy Elliott, that's not even pop. That's hip-hop.
Yeah.
But yeah, not so much of a rock thing so far. But
I'll give him half a thumb up.
Yeah, I mean... His popularity went way down in the United States, but he was huge everywhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
If
you listen to some of his albums, he's got some great stuff that you probably never even heard before. So, yeah. I can't believe I'm saying this. Yeah, it's a thumbs up for George Michael.
Oh, man, I'm writing that down.
Okay.
All right, so far we have thumbs up for Iron Maiden, Cyndi Lauper, and George Michael.
I can't wait to hear what you say about this next one.
Okay.
Next one, Willie Nelson. Total country guy, so I don't really know why he's on this list other than he's written, I don't know, 200,000 songs?
That's true. He's written a lot of great songs.
But this isn't the Songwriters Hall of Fame. They have that.
Right.
That's a thing.
They do.
So.
This is the answer to Dolly Parton getting in last time because, you know, we got to let some... older person from the country era in or something.
But why? There's a country hall of fame.
I agree. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. With Dolly Parton last year. Oh my God. Fantastic artist.
Yes.
1,000 times better than Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson can't sing a lick. He's terrible. He's not even a good country artist, but he's been around for so long. They're going, oh, Willie Nelson. Okay.
But if you listen to the other artists do the songs he's written, it's like, wow, that's an amazing song. But then you see hear his version. Oh, geez, dude. Maybe you should stay behind the mic.
It's like Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan can write a song, but can he sing?
Exactly.
No. Willie Nelson. Ugh.
So this is a thumbs down for me just because, I mean, he should have front and center in the Country Music Hall of Fame, no question.
Right.
Or the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? No.
No. Not rocking at all. How about that song he did with Julio Iglesias? For all the guys I loved before. And then he got in there. Like, oh, no. Horrific.
But it's a great song.
Yeah, when he's not singing it.
Somebody else singing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So next up we have Rage Against the Machine. I know maybe one or two songs by them. And like some of these other, I think maybe it might be too early for them. I mean, I saw a graphic on when these bands were all eligible to be in, because you have to have had your first release at least 25 years ago.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, Rage Against the Machine is very political. I like their music. I like some of the other bands that came out of them.
Yeah.
Which we'll talk about in a minute. But so I don't know. I'm
too early.
Yeah.
Too early. I love the. I'm not big on their political stances and stuff like that, but I like the intensity.
Yeah.
It's definitely gets you going because if you've seen a Rage concert, people. have a lot of fun at that. There's a lot of energy going on there.
So. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So Dana, when are you going to go to your next Rage concert?
That's going to be...
She's seen him too many times.
Yeah, I've already seen him.
It's been done.
Yeah.
What's your favorite song?
There's so many. I can't even narrow it down.
Okay, good answer. Who's next?
Next is Soundgarden.
Are they really rock and roll?
Oh yeah,
totally.
Okay. Great singer. Don't think the guitarist is all that great. He's okay, but he's too early.
He's considered really good. I don't really know why. You know, all those grunge guys, you know, like the guys in Pearl Jam.
Ugh.
You know, they talk about how great they are. And I'm like, oh, really? Okay. I never hear it. But I would, you know, I like some of the bands that, again, that came out of Rage and out of Soundgarden. What was that one? Audio Slave.
Yeah.
Now, I like Audio Slave much better than either of these bands, but maybe they're trying to give Chris Cornell a shot.
So, which means they'll probably go in. He was a great singer. But I think Alice in Chains should go in before Soundgarden. Even though Soundgarden came a little before them.
Well, Alice in Chains had a... I like their sound a lot better than Soundgarden.
Me too.
Yeah, so.
Too early for me, so. No, yeah. Not right now.
Okay, the next one, maybe it's too early for these guys too, the Spinners.
What?
I'm going to shock you with this one. Since they're letting everybody in, are the Spinners rock and roll? No. But did they have a lot of hits? Yes. So I say yes to the Spinners.
Okay, but wait. They were rock and roll back in their day. When they started, that was rock and roll.
It was more R&B. But did I listen to them? Absolutely. I like the Spinners.
Me too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't know that I could name a Spinner song that wouldn't be like a Four Tops or one of the other.
OJs.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, there's probably 30 bands that.
All right. Go look up a Spinners right now. Spinner singles. I bet you know some of them.
I'm looking it up. Okay. Hold up. I mean, you can keep talking, but no.
Well, we can take all this stuff out, too.
Oh.
No, I think we're going to leave it in. So, yeah, it's not what exactly. What was there, five guys on stage?
Oh, I'll be around.
I'll be around.
I'm falling in love
with your baby.
Rubber band man.
See, you know them, Booch.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's a bunch. Yeah, okay.
They had
a bunch of songs by them.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, okay, so you could do the same thing for a lot of those bands from back in the day with the four or five black guys.
They're already in, like the Temptations, the Four. I'm sure the Four Tops are in there. So they come along the same lines.
So is the Wrecking Crew in there?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Okay.
If not, they should be.
Oh, totally.
The top Spinner song probably of all time. Working my way back to you, babe. Love inside.
Yep, Spinners.
Wow, I thought that was the Four Top or the Four Seasons.
No. I don't think so. They might have done it, but I bet the Spinners did it first. Games people play. Oh my gosh, look at that.
Yeah.
They got a lot of songs.
Okay. Okay. So we're wrong on the Spinners. So
well, we gave them thumbs up anyway. So.
Yeah, I'm okay with the Spinners.
All right, so the thumbs up so far, we have Iron Maiden, Cyndi Lauper, George Michael, and the Spinners.
That's diversity right there, right?
Yeah, really. Well, here's another thumbs up coming. I know it. A Tribe Called Quest. Nope.
Hip-hop legends. Definitely one of the forerunners. But are they rock and roll? Not even close. So a big thumbs down for me. But if it was a hip-hop Hall of Fame, they'd be first ballot.
Yep. Totally.
Yeah, don't even bother looking up the Tribe Called Quest because there.
Yeah.
I don't even know who that is.
Okay.
We just told you. We just told you no.
I can't believe what you people say.
Okay.
Okay, the next one. We're getting down to the end here. The White Stripes.
Hell no.
They have one riff. Not even a whole song that's good. One riff.
What is it? Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. Yeah. It was a husband and wife. It was a two people in the band, Jack White and Meg White. Jack White is an interesting guitar player. He's different. He sings. Meg White was the drummer, who can barely play the drums. She was very, very basic. I mean, if you were, you could pull a third grader and do the same beats. I mean, nothing difficult at all.
Yeah, it's like boom, ta, boom, ta, boom, ta, boom, dun, 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 ta, boom, ta, dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, they were terrible.
Oh,
they were bad. Right. But they were kind of popular a little bit, but way too early. Wait till we get to our snub list. We're gonna
Jack White is way. He's considered a really good guitar player. Again, I don't know why, but
he's unique. But is he great? Yeah. Is he Nuno Betancourt? Steve Vai? Neil Sean? No, he couldn't shine his shoes.
I know who all those people are.
Yeah, wow. But you don't know Jack White, so no, he doesn't get in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right, and the last one. So we may only have four thumbs up on this.
Wow.
Last one, Warren Zevon. Nope. One song.
Yeah, he's a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys.
Werewolves of London.
Ow, Werewolves of London. With a piano part? Ow, nope.
I think I know the song. I'm saying I don't think.
Yeah, he was never a big deal. I know Billy Joel really pushed for this. And he might get in. I mean, he's more of a writer than it.
Yeah, I do know he wrote a lot of songs, but no. I mean, a ton of people have written a lot of songs, so no, I'm not thinking. It doesn't get a thumbs up from me.
Here's a weird little trivia thing. The guy who played drums on that song, I forgot his name, he passed away years ago. I used to work with that guy in one of my schools.
Really?
No way. He played
drums on that song.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was he like a music?
Yeah, he was a
teacher?
No, he was an assistant. You know, he'd help change kids, and because I worked at a special ed center.
So right.
Him and his wife worked there, and his son. Yeah.
Wow.
That's nice.
But you know, because the guys, just because you're in a band in the '70s, doesn't mean you make lots of money, especially if you're not writing the songs. So
right.
Happens all. I mean, our schools were full of guys who were actors and musicians.
Sure.
Yeah, you remember that song, that Gino Vannelli song?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the guy who played saxophone in the video worked with me, too.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what was that?
He was in a group called Midnight Star, Atlantic Star, too. So, but yeah.
I know Atlantic Star.
Yeah, he's in one of those bands. He was in the band, but, you know, he didn't write the song, so
he didn't get the money.
Nope.
Yeah. What was that Gino Vannelli song?
Oh my God! We're gonna make
it. I don't remember. I'll tell you. Check the Googler.
Something about a woman.
Oh, okay.
Oh, gee, what a surprise!
All right, some other information about this list.
Okay.
This is the first year of eligibility for Missy Elliott and the White Stripes. Okay. This is the first time ballot for a bunch of bands: Sheryl Crow, Missy Elliott, Joy Division, Cyndi Lauper, George Michael, Willie Nelson, the White Stripes, and Warren Zevon. This is their first time on the ballot.
Yeah, and when we get to our snubs list, everybody on my snubs list is from the 60s and 70s.
Wow.
Overlooked, every one of them.
Whoa.
Mine are all, some are from the 80s.
Okay. I think our list
will again,
be very different, but you'll probably agree with me when we get there.
But, yeah, I'm sure both of us will agree with this, our list, but... on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame website, to be eligible for nomination, an individual artist or band must have released its first commercial recording at least 25 years prior to the year of nomination. So that is really the only criteria that you have.
Yeah, and if you give it a little bit, go to rockhall.com and vote for who you think should be in. Everybody should vote for Iron Maiden. Everybody. The rest of them.
Everybody. I'm voting for you.
You don't
and you can vote daily, but your vote really doesn't count for beans. So, but
yeah, all the fan votes compiled are one vote versus all the guys that are actually.
So if 100 million people vote, only counts as one vote. You got to finish in the top five.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah. So, okay, so we gave our opinions of what who we want to see in. Who do you think is actually going to get in out of this list?
Oh, geez. I think George Michael is a lock.
I think him. I think Sheryl Crow will probably get in.
I think Cyndi Lauper will get in, maybe. I hope Iron Maiden gets in, but I don't know.
Willie Nelson.
I think Willie Nelson will go because Dolly went.
Yep.
I don't even know who was leading the fan vote. But I think it was Cyndi Lauper last time I looked. And I think Willie Nelson was too.
Let me see if I can find that.
Yeah, go to rockhall.com and see if the current standings. Ooh. The shivers.
I did not know Gino Vannelli was from Canada.
I knew that. He's a French-Canadian. What's the name of the song?
I just want to stop.
That's the one. What? No, you keep singing while he's sneezing, see?
Tell you what I feel about you, babe. See? That's the song.
That's the one.
Yep.
So hard rocking, isn't he?
Woo! Yeah.
Oh. Let's see. I'll see current standings. Let's see here. All right.
Who's from the bottom to the top?
The bottom five or the bottom?
Bottom of everybody. Who's got the lowest amount of votes?
In reverse order, A Tribe Called Quest.
Good.
And Missy Elliott.
Good.
So we at least we got the hip hop ones out first.
Which means they're a shoe-in to get in.
Yeah. Then the White Stripes.
Good. They stink.
Then the Spinners.
Oh, they need to be higher. Come on, vote for the Spinners.
Then Kate Bush.
Yeah.
Then Sheryl Crow.
Okay.
Then Rage Against the Machine.
Mm-hmm.
Then Joy Division and New Order. Then Warren Zevon. Now we get to the top five.
Top five right now. Okay, here we go.
Which Warren Zevon is very close to being in top five. The number five is Iron Maiden.
What? Needs to be higher.
Totally. Next is Willie Nelson. Then Soundgarden.
Okay.
Then Cyndi Lauper and George Michael. So, yeah, those two are look like they're pretty far ahead. They look like they're locks to get in.
And you wonder why our country's having issues. Okay.
It's Obama.
Okay. It's Trump. Whatever.
Yeah.
Let's get on some fun. No political crap here. We don't care. We just care about this political crap, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
We just care that Iron Maiden gets in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's all.
I can die happy, man, if that happens. And they've even said they don't even care. They might
not
even
at all.
Up. Yeah, not at all. The Sex Pistols got in and didn't even show up. Van Halen got in and only two of them showed up. Guns N' Roses, they didn't show up either. So, All right, so Danny and I are each doing a top 10 snubs list. And we're going to do it in reverse order. I'll go from my 10.
Well,
I'll go from his 10, I think.
I didn't rank mine.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Jeez.
I just have my 10 that I think that should be in.
Okay, but I ranked mine. So.
Oh, well, that's your problem.
Okay. So let's give your 10, then I'll give you my 10 in reverse order.
All right.
So let's see if we have some of the same groups.
Okay, so my 10.
Okay.
Thin Lizzy.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
A thumbs up for me.
Yeah, okay. Toto.
Not on my list.
Well, that's a thumbs up from you, though.
Yeah, I'd be happy.
I mean, think about how big a hits they had.
Yeah.
They were huge.
They had more hits than more hits than Kate Bush.
and then if you correlate that to all the albums that Toto together has played on, I mean, between Jeff Porcaro, Steve Porcaro, David Page, Steve Lukather, think about how many albums those guys have played on.
And one of the biggest albums of all time, Thriller.
Yeah, that's Toto backing band right there.
Yep.
Absolutely.
That's what Toto would be if Michael Jackson fronted Toto, if he was their lead singer. But
yeah.
Anyway. All right, so Toto. Then Iron Maiden, which they're not technically in yet, so they belong on the list.
Yeah. I didn't do that. Okay, go ahead.
Then Slayer. I think they should be in just as one of the big four.
No.
No.
They stink.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, was that the band I saw in Charlotte?
No, that was Pantera and Skid Row.
Pantera's coming back.
Yeah. I've seen some video. They're great.
Yeah, you're not, Dana, you will not be going to see Pantera, right?
No, that's a one and done for me. Yeah,
she saw them open for Skid Row in Charlotte back in like 88.
Oh, my God.
89.
And you talk about loud.
Two of them are dead now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for them, but that's probably because they played their music too
much. Okay.
Or no.
They died of hearing loss. Okay.
Okay, so there's one where we differ. I think Slayer should be in.
Okay.
Motley Crue. I think they should be in.
Yeah, eventually, sure.
Yeah.
Not on my list, but I don't think
they'll get in anytime soon, and I don't know that they ever will.
I don't think they ever will, but I'm okay with Motley Crue.
I think Boston should be in.
Okay. That was my first concert.
Yep. First album was legendary. Can't say.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Good stuff.
I mean, granted, every album sounds almost exactly the same, but still, that's their signature sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, with them, though, you can stop it after the third album. The first three albums, and then everything out.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay, well, those first three are enough for me for them to be in.
Absolutely. Okay.
Then the Guess Who.
Agreed. I'm definitely on my list.
I looked at their like greatest hits album. It's unbelievable the number of huge hits that band had.
Yep.
Not just American Woman. It is unbelievable.
These Eyes, Undone, yeah. No Sugar Tonight, Share the Land. Clap for the Wolfman.
Yeah, huge.
Yeah, a lot of people think American Woman is a Lenny Kravitz song.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I do like Lenny Kravitz.
He's great, but it's not his song.
No, it's not, but he did a nice version.
Absolutely.
All right, this next one is a guy that will never get in, but I put him in here, Jimmy Buffett.
I saw
him. Never going to get in.
Which is surprising because he's got a huge fan base.
Huge fan base. He's written tons of songs. A lot of songs like Come Monday. That's one of my favorite songs, just of anybody.
Yeah.
Are the Grateful Dead in? Because if the Grateful Dead are in.
Yes, they're in.
Jimmy Buffett should be in. And yeah. He's better than they are.
He probably wouldn't show up, though.
The Grateful Dead's one of these bands like Bruce Springsteen, where everybody that ever played anything on any Bruce album is in. Where Kiss, oh no, only the four original guys.
Yeah. Hypocrisy.
What? Yeah. Next one is Richard Marx.
Yes.
Wow, surprising. Yeah, great songs, great songwriter.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And my last one, just for influence, is Motorhead.
I can see that happening someday. Yeah. Yeah, you will. Sing some Motorhead for us, Dana.
Hold on.
Ace of Spades, their big song.
Oh, I can't do it. If you said Richard Marx, I'd be all about.
Oh, okay. All right. So
yeah, I don't know that Dana would do Motorhead justice.
Yeah, your list is good. Not as good as mine is, but it's good.
No, my list is great.
Okay. All right. So let's see what you see about mine. Yeses or okay. No. There's going to be some very surprising ones on here. Since the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is mostly the Popular Music Hall of Fame. So number 10, you said Bad Company, and I agreed, Bad Company. Number 9, the biggest band to ever come out of Germany, Scorpions.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you that one.
They're global. They play everywhere in stadiums.
Yeah, they play stadiums everywhere.
They've been around since 1966.
That long?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Their first album came out in 73, but they've been around that long.
Wow.
And they're still playing in front of packed houses.
Wow.
Number 8 will never get in because of his political views, but this guy was huge in the 70s, Ted Nugent.
He was.
Yeah.
He had a great run from his first album to Weekend Warriors. That mid-70s to late 70s, the guy was huge.
Oh, yeah.
But then once he hit the 80s, you know what? Went down.
Yeah, he switched from the Gibson hollow body to a PRS.
He had some, once he joined Damn Yankees, they had some success. But he won't get in just because he's a political figure.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, whatever.
Which is ridiculous because a lot of the, well, he's he's a Republican.
Yeah, he's a right winger, and they hate. Yeah, they hate that he hunts, and he's a second amendment guy.
Most of these people in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame are political. And some, I mean,
yeah,
all these guys.
I hate when people get political. It's just, you know, we're here to listen to music and have fun. We don't want to hear your speeches.
Yeah.
Anyway, number seven, we agreed. I said the Guess Who too.
All right.
Just because These Eyes, Undone, American Woman, No Sugar Tonight, lots of hits. They were big, but I've noticed a lot of these bands that came from the early 70s and had a lot of AM hits are not really in there. I don't know what they get dissed. I don't know what it's. Number six, Styx.
Yes.
First band to have three triple platinum albums in a row.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep, I totally agree with that one.
Yep. Number five, Thin Lizzy, just for the influence. They had two hits in the States, 16 to 20 everywhere else.
And they created that harmony dual guitar lineup.
And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame likes to talk about influential artists. Well, every rock band that came after Thin Lizzy.
Oh, yeah. It talks about trying to write songs as well as Phil did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number five, Foreigner.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's good.
First album sold 5 million. Second, Double Vision, 7 million. Third album, 5 million. Fourth album, 6 million. Fifth album, 3 million. That's just the United States. You go see them live, every song is a hit. In fact, they're doing their farewell tour. They're finally going to throw it in because Mick Jones is pretty old. So it's them and Loverboy are going to tour this summer. Foreigner and Loverboy last tour. So when they play, you got to go.
Yes.
And Kelly Hansen does a great job singing those songs.
Oh, yeah. And they still have Jeff Pilson on bass?
Yeah. So it's a great band playing this. I mean, it's not the only
who's
original.
Who's playing drums now?
I don't even know. But, you know, it's an all-star lineup playing four songs.
Was Jason Bonham for a while, right?
No, he's doing his own thing now. But, no, he did for a while, but it's not him. So
Jason Bonham's doing the Circle.
Yeah.
Sammy Hagar.
So Mick Jones basically said, we're never getting in because him and Jan Winner, the guy who pretty much started the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, used to be friends. They had a falling out, so it's a personal thing. That's what Lou Graham says. It's a personal thing that they're not getting in.
Wow. All
right. When I was looking this stuff up, I went on this website called futurerocklegends.com, and they had a list of 100 snubs. And some of these I'm really surprised about. My top three is all from the early 70s.
Wait, was Foreigner your number four?
Yeah, Foreigner was. Hey, what a surprise. Hold on, I can't answer this. Sorry. Maybe later. All right, number three, you're not going to believe this, Jim Croce is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Damn.
What?
He's not.
That,
you don't mess around. That's about. You don't mess around with Jim, Operator, Time in a Bottle, Bad Bad Lou Brown, I Got a Name, I Have to Say I Love You in a Song. Just based on those songs, don't you think you should be in?
Absolutely. I remember sitting and listening to his album over and over and over again.
Everybody knows those songs.
Oh, my
yeah.
Gosh.
My dad had that album, one of his albums, listened to it all the time.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Time in a Bottle. Oh, my gosh.
Everybody knows that stuff. The guy died in a plane crash in 1973. You'd think he would be in by now. But I don't know. And we're putting in country artists and hip-hop artists, and this guy's not in? Is he right?
I'd love to get somebody by the neck and say, all right, explain this list.
Yeah.
Explain why these people aren't in.
Yeah.
Wow.
Huge. Okay. Number two is going to blow your mind. The Carpenters are not in the Rock and Roll. But we can put in all these others.
But let's get Missy Elliott in there.
Yeah.
And the White Stripes.
Close to
Aaron
you.
Aaron Carpenter has one of the purest voices.
Oh, yeah.
Ever. And the songs that they wrote, especially what Richard wrote and... Oh, my. I love Carrie Carpenter.
Everybody knows these songs. Sold over 100 million worldwide. But we're going to put in the White Stripes on the first ballot. And they've been eligible for 29 years. Jim Croce's been eligible 32 years.
Have they been on the list at all, ever?
I don't think never.
Oh, my gosh.
And everybody agrees that the woman's voice was hauntingly beautiful.
Oh. I would have just assumed that they were already in.
Yeah.
And Jim Croce.
Are they hard rocking? No, but based on what it is now, it's a Music Hall of Fame. They have to be in. I think they're not in because they're not, they weren't cool back in their day. You know, they were kind of a, oh, you know, they're not a New York and L.A. thing. The Carpenters aren't cool. They're nerdy geeks. But these songs have lasted the test of time. They should
they
be.
They have.
Everybody knows these songs.
Yes. And a lot of people have redone those songs because they were such good songs. Luther.
I mean, think about just the Carpenters Christmas album. Everybody knows every song on there. And that's just their a seasonal record they probably just put together.
Yeah.
And the number one reason they should be in, Karen Carpenter was a badass drummer.
That makes her rock and roll right there, right?
And number one, I think Danny forgot about this group.
Uh-oh.
They had 21 top 40 hits between 1969 and 1975.
Oh, wait, let me think.
They're in the Vocal Group Hall of Fame. I'll tell you the songs. Joy to the World, Mama Told Me Not to Come, Old Fashioned Love Song, Never Been to Spain, One, Try a Little Tenderness, Black and White, The Show Must Go On, Three Dog Night, eligible 29 years. And I think here's the reason they're not in, because they didn't really write their own songs. They took other people's songs. Here's something I didn't know. You ever heard of Hoyt Axton?
Yes.
Country.
Yeah. Country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wrote Joy to the World. He wrote Never Been to Spain. Hoyt Axton. Mama Told Me Not to Come, written by Randy Newman.
Huh.
Old Fashioned Love Song, written by Paul Williams. I think that's why they're not in, because they really didn't write their own songs.
But yeah.
They had huge hits.
Was that the band we saw?
Three Dog Night?
No.
No, with the guy from American Idol?
Yeah, with Bo Bice. What band is Bo Bice singing with now?
Oh, that was Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Yeah, oh, they were so good.
Yeah, Blood, Sweat, and Tears had like two hits. But Three Dog Night was probably the biggest AM act in the early 70s.
Huge. Oh, absolutely.
They were good.
And, you know, it's funny. They don't get that much play in 70s radio. They get some, but forget how big they were. And Chuck Negron's penis exploded. Come on, that's enough. True story in his book.
I'm sorry, what?
His penis exploded and he had to go to the emergency room.
That doesn't sound like a good thing.
That's rock and roll to me.
That he should get in just for that.
Yeah.
That is rock and roll. That's way better than throwing a TV out the window.
I mean, just go back. If you go on YouTube, there's some specials they did in England where they play live, because they were an actual band. They had three lead singers, and each lead singer had a number one hit. And they had a good backing band, and they were a band. They were really popular, but, you know.
Yeah.
So that's my number one. And my honorable mentions were Boston, Kansas, Grand Funk Railroad, Jethro Tull, which I didn't like. But
Grand Funk should get in just for they were gigantic.
They had like four platinum albums within 2 year span.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they sold out Shea Stadium faster than the Beatles did.
Correct. But people
unbelievable.
Forget that. And here's one that you may know that's not in there, which is also surprising. Tommy James and the Shondells are not in. I'll give you the songs. I Think We're Alone Now, Moni Moni, Crimson and Clover, Crystal Blue Persuasion, Hanky Panky.
They did all those songs?
Yeah, that's Tommy James and the Shondells. Wow. Everybody knows those.
Of course. Morning, morning.
See?
But no, that's a Billy Idol song.
I Think We're Alone Now. Oh, that's Tiffany.
Yeah.
No,
wait, the Tiffany song?
Yeah.
How did
Crimson
they do
and Clover must be Joan Jett, right?
Right. Oh,
yeah. But they're not in.
That, you know, that's another measure that you can go by, how many people covered their songs.
Yeah, isn't that influence enough for these
people? You figure the Beatles probably have the most covers of anybody. There are thousands and thousands of renditions of their songs. But when a band has all those songs that other bands have done.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So that's up my snub list, and shame on you, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Carpenters in 2024. Here we go.
Let's start like a petition or something. We can get, you know, some kind of something going.
We can't even get people to do our playlist. Come on. We got we have 23 people on our Spotify playlist now. Woo! And we're going to get the Carpenters in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Yeah.
I think we need to run the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
We keep saying that.
Yes. Yeah.
I know I keep saying it.
We say it enough, it'll happen, right?
Yeah. Maybe somebody will listen and it'll gain support, and they'll go, hey, you know, these two guys.
Yeah, and hell,
one in LA, one in Delaware. They should be running this thing.
Yeah. Okay. Good luck. I hope it happens for you. I'm not going to be waiting for you, but I hope it happens.
Oh.